A library without reading? It's April 16th, 2024, and these are your headlines. We don't usually start with local stories, but this one was too good to pass up. This is absolutely incredible. Volunteers who serve on the Victoria Public Library Advisory Board are raising concerns about a new library mission statement that omits reading and literacy. The Victoria Public Library is operated jointly by the city and the county of Victoria. The 11-member Victoria Public Library Advisory Board develops library policies and acts as a liaison between city and county government officials. Well, city council members and county commissioners each appoint four of the board's members and jointly appoint another. Two other members represent local civic groups dedicated to supporting libraries and literacy. Well, according to advisory board members, library director Jessica Berger first mentioned a new mission statement during the board's quarterly meeting back in November. And at the board's next regular meeting in February, Berger presented the new mission statement to members as part of her director's report. So let's look at the difference. Well, the previous mission statement, the one that's been around, says Victoria Public Library encourages a love of reading and a commitment to literacy, provides materials and services that satisfy curiosity and stimulate imagination, develops programs that encourages the expression of creativity, and utilizes technology to support collaboration. Pretty standard, sounds like, for a library. Well, here's the new suggested one. Our mission is to enhance our community's well-being by providing a welcoming space that prioritizes improving access and technology, fostering strong community support, inspiring personal development, and serving as a reliable anchor for our diverse community. Well, board members noticed something wrong. Big omission. Reading and literacy had been removed. And well, last week, after hearing public comments, the Mission Statement Review Committee, which includes board members appointed by both the city and county officials, presented a report documenting questions, concerns, and suggestions. Their report recommended returning that statement that says the primary focus of our library's mission is back to books, reading, and literacy. Citizens are expected to speak on the library issue at upcoming city and county meetings. A group of 10 individuals suspected of being in the United States illegally have been arrested at a house in Baytown, just outside of Houston, for possession of child pornography. An investigative update by the Chambers County Sheriff's Office explained that police executed an evidentiary search warrant of a residence after the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force uncovered information revealing that images and video of child pornography had been downloaded at that location. Officers forcefully entered the house after the occupants refused to open the door. Once they were inside, police discovered a group of 10 people they suspected to be in the country illegally. And following assistance from the Department of Homeland Security, all individuals were arrested and transported to the Chambers County Jail. According to the Sheriff's Office, some of the individuals are believed to be of Asian descent, while others are reportedly from Guatemala. The structure was additionally determined to be a stash house for human smuggling activities. It's currently unclear what charges these 10 detainees will face.
They've been called the Texas Kingmakers. They're the biggest political force in the Lone Star State. And most Texans have no idea who they are, what they want, or even that they exist. Hubris, the Texas Kingmakers, a documentary by Texas Scorecard, coming April 17th.
As UT Austin works to come into compliance with Senate Bill 17, the new state law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and hiring practices on college campuses in Texas, a leftist faculty group is complaining that DEI employees were, quote, shocked when they received their formal termination letters. Now, earlier this month, UT Austin President Jay Hartzell sent a campus-wide email where he announced the state university would disband its division of campus and community engagement. Now, formal termination letters have been sent to staff. According to the UT Austin chapter of the American Association of University Professors, a far-left group that supports the status quo in higher education, on April 2nd, the Vice President of People and Talent, Roger Kood, sent a letter to the employees in question informing them of the university's decision. And they posted that letter to their website on April 11th. The letter informs the terminated employees that their final day of employment will be July 5th. The letter then requests assistance in the orderly wind down of the offices. Employees will be automatically enrolled in a special consideration program, placing them in an advantaged position for other jobs at the university. Those employees who can't find new positions at the university will be given career coaching and HR support. This group, however, still found reason to complain. They said the termination letter was without warning and came as a complete shock. The letter gives no reason for the termination, nor acknowledges the hard work the staff member had done to comply with SB 17. The letter does not acknowledge that they've been promised that they would not lose their jobs. With SB 17 having gone into effect earlier this year, more universities will hopefully continue to close down their own DEI departments. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.